And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. You don't know how excited I am to be on this prayer line with you this evening and to share with you something that just seemed to be rumbling in my spirit. You know, I don't think the body of Christ, you, me, all of us at large, understand what we are dealing with. I think that right now, if you look on television and pay attention, there is a war going on between Ukraine and Russia. And I think that those people who are over there in that war have a sense of understanding how you have to pay attention when you are dealing with an enemy. I think that if I was to speak to somebody on this call who has ever been, who's ever been in any war, whether it's, I don't know, Vietnam or Gulf War, Desert Storm, any war that has ever happened, been to Iraq, if you'd ever speak to anybody who's been in a war, I think that they understand how engaged you have to be during a war. I want to talk to you because I know I made it very clear to you, to the body of Christ, that the Lord showed me that many people are going to be snapping and they're going to be losing it. And I don't think we have a good understanding of what's going on. First of all, we are in a war. But it's very hard for them to comprehend because the war is not carnal. It's a spiritual war. There's a war going on right now. Now, I need you just to imagine in your mind you in a war. Imagine a fight going on. And imagine that whenever you are in a war, all right, the one thing that the enemy waits on is you to be vulnerable. And I need you to listen to me, every man, woman, boy, or girl. This is probably the most important message I'm going to give you right now. The enemy waits on your vulnerability when you are in a war. He waits on you to get weak. He waits on you to not pay attention. He waits on you to rest. Because as soon as you get weak, guess what he's going to do? That's when he's going to strike. The word of God says, be wise as a serpent. What is so wise about a serpent? Because a serpent doesn't strike as soon as you see it. A serpent waits on the most opportune time to get you. Are you listening to me? The serpent waits on the most opportune time to come after you and to get you. He's not going to get you while you're watching him, but he's going to get you while you're not watching. When you think you've gotten away, when you're no longer looking, that's when he's coming after you. And I'm saying all of this because just the other day, there's a mighty woman of God who I know that died suddenly. And I know that she died, and I know that it was witchcraft. I know that in the Holy Ghost, that it was witchcraft that came against her. And I said to the Lord, something is wrong here. How in the world was witchcraft able to take out this woman of God? 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How was witchcraft able to get this woman of God? When the word says, if God be for us, who can be against? How did this thing prevail? If he said that no weapon that is formed against us, Isaiah 54:17, shall prosper. How did this thing prevail? And I prayed. And the Holy Ghost showed me something in this woman's life. And for this person, it was grief. Someone in their life had died. And the grief had got them off guard. They had got out of prayer, stopped going to church, stop interceding, and that opening of grief opened the door for the enemy to penetrate the wall of defense. Why is this important? Because Ephesians 4:27 declares, give no place to the devil. Now, this is why we got to pray. And this is why we can't take breaks. And this is why you can't decide with your little nappy-headed self that you're going to stay home and you're not going to go to church. I need y'all to listen to me now because I'm very adamant about what I'm saying right now. This is why you can't stay home. This is why you can't take breaks. This is why you can't decide that I'm not praying today or I'm not praying tomorrow or I'm not going to pray this week. You know why? Because the enemy knows that all I need is an opening to get in. Just think about it. Right now, if the enemy wanted to penetrate, all he needs is a small opening. And the Bible declares, give no place to the devil. I'm not letting up. There's a war going on in the spirit. And the weapons of our warfare cannot be carnal. I need every young lady, every young man, boy, woman, man, girl, whoever you are, I need you to listen to me. You need to recognize that the minute you decide I'm taking a break, the minute you decide I'm not praying, the minute you decide I'm not interceding, the minute you decide I'm just going to chill today, I'm telling you that the enemy uses your weariness against you to penetrate. God told me one time, the one thing God told you not to do is the very thing the devil don't do. Remember God said, don't get weary? Well, guess what? The devil never gets weary. He don't give up. He don't stop. He keeps looking for an opening. He's waiting on you to get weak. He's waiting on you to declare, I'm just tired. I'm going to take a break today. He's waiting on the spirit of slumber to arrest you because the enemy came. There was a satanic invasion, the Bible declares, while men slept. Now, I need you to hear me today because some of you on this call, you plan. And you don't understand that there's a war going on. You don't understand the severity of the warfare that we are experiencing. That's why Paul said, be sober. Sorry, that was Peter. Be sober. You can't get drunk with your emotions and drunk with your feelings and drunk, amen, with attitude and drunk with anger and drunk with the television and drunk with social media and drunk with all these other outlets. You can't become intoxicated with this stuff. You can't get so drunk and intoxicated. That's all God is saying. Nothing wrong with television. But you've seen how you've gotten so caught up in television that somebody's talking to you and you can't hear them. You've been on the phone with somebody. I've done it before where someone's having a whole conversation with you, but you are so fixated into the television that you can't even hear the conversation because you become drunk with it. You become intoxicated in your engagement in that television. You become intoxicated in that relationship, intoxicated with your appetite. You're so intoxicated. God said, be sober. Get yourself together. Be sober, and guess what? Be on watch. You can rob a drunk man. You can kill a drunk man. What is the thief? He cometh, come on here, Prophet God, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. What better way to get you than when you're drunk? What better way to get you when you're intoxicated with the affairs of this life? You're intoxicated with your job, intoxicated with everything else. Be sober and be vigilant. Why? Because you have an adversary. I'm speaking with passion because this is burning on the inside of me. And while the body of Christ must get in a posture of prayer, and a posture of intercession. Because you have an enemy out there who's going about as a roaring lion. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on an opportunity to kill your son. I'm waiting on an opportunity to rob you of your life. And your. I'm waiting on an opportunity to destroy your life, your ministry, your children, to attack your body, to come after your family. I'm waiting on an opportunity to get you. And guess what? I'm going to do it while you sleep. I'm going to get you while you sitting there in front of the TV, while you all caught up, while you all caught up with your schooling and your education and your degrees and your career and your love life and your flesh. And here's the sad thing. Most of you don't even recognize what's happening. Oh, can I keep teaching like I feel it? Because I feel the anointing on what I'm saying. Hey, halabashanda, you decide that you're gonna take a break from church. And then you wonder why you up under attack. Because the enemy got you. He snuck in while you was tired. You don't go to war when you're tired. Amen. So you ain't built up enough. Your defense ain't built up enough to take a break. You ain't built. Your wall ain't strong enough to rest. You go to sleep, but guess what? When in war, you go to sleep. While you sleep, somebody's covering your back. There's a bunker. There's a place of rest. So the enemy won't sneak up on you. Who's watching while you taking a break? I'm telling you what the enemy is doing to the body of Christ at large. And it's happening while we slept. Oh, come here, Prophet Khan. Can you get your Bible? Because I feel the anointing. Ola mama shande. Ele mandolo kosaya. The Bible declares in Matthew chapter 13. Are you listening to me? While men slept. While men slept. I'm going to it because God wants to minister to somebody right here. While men slept. Verse 25. While men slept. Matthew 13. The enemy came and sowed tares. But here's the thing. See, you think you good. Because you don't even know that the enemy has gained ground because you were asleep. You don't even know that he came and sowed a tare because he was asleep. And the devil is so strategic. He has enough sense not to allow you to recognize what he has sown. You don't even know he's there. Marvel not, for Satan himself transformed. You don't even recognize how the enemy operates under camouflage. That's why the enemy is known as a serpent, known as a chameleon, known as something who can change to its environment. You don't even recognize that he sold it. You didn't even know him when he came. And the reason you didn't know is because you were asleep. You are not on guard. You are not sober. You are not vigilant. Look at you, young lady. Look at you, young man. Remember when you had a passion to pray and a passion to be in his faith, but now you're making money and you're a million miles away from God. You're a million miles away from his presence. All in the name of this new covenant message, grace. I believe in it, but grace was never given as an opportunity for you not to be on guard. Sober and vigilant. Yes, it's already done, but there's a war going on. There's a war going on. Talabashande, Elobo Sikianda. And guess what? He's going about as a royal life, seeking whom he may. Who gives me permission? He's seeking whom he may devour. Who gives him permission? The ones who are drunk. the ones who's not on guard. My intoxication gives the demonic permission to infiltrate my life. My intoxication with the affairs of this life and everything I got going on gives the devil permission to destroy my life. I'm coming after your child. Since everything else is more busy, everything else is more important than praying, I'm coming after you. And the Bible declares that the devil didn't even, the man didn't even know that the enemy had sowed tares until harvest. I'm telling you that that sickness that hit your body and that sickness that came after your family and that attack that came after your children did not happen overnight. It was a surprise to you, but the devil already had it planned. Oh, the only reason it was a surprise to you is because you were drunk. You know what happens when you come in from a night of partying, amen, and you drunk, and people come back and tell you what happened, and you say, that happened? How did that happen? The reason you didn't know is because you were drunk. You remember when stuff didn't sneak up on you, but it's happening now. You know why? Because you're drunk. You're drunk. You're drunk with tiredness. You drunk. You don't miss your job while you miss church. You don't miss your job while you're missing prayer. You don't miss nothing else, but you take breaks from church because you don't recognize that you are in a war. But Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 declares, give no place to the devil. If you give him a little hole, he's coming after it. We are praying this evening, and we are declaring this evening, and this is your chance, because we're in November, and this is the year of the crossroads, and this is your opportunity to get yourself together. This is your opportunity to get yourself in prayer. I don't have time for foolishness. I don't have time for crazy stuff. Why? Because I understand something. I don't have time because something is about to happen. I know that what I'm saying is right. I know that what I'm preaching is correct. You want to know how I know? Because of the attacks that have hit me. I know what I'm saying is right. The enemy fights me. He comes after me. He attacks me right now because of prayer and intercession. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, y'all pray. Say any opening, any occasion, any foothold that the enemy has seen located in my life, in the name of Jesus, I command every opening to be shut now, now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every opening, any occasion, any foothold that the enemy has seen, that he has located in my life, in my church, in the life of my pastor, in the life of my family, in the life of his family, in the life of anybody connected to me. Any opening that the enemy wants to use as a loophole to attack my family, to attack me, to hinder me of a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that opening to be shut. I shut every opening. I shut every opening. I close every opening. I seal every opening with the blood of Jesus. I overturn every stronghold. I overturn every stronghold. I overturn every stronghold. I override every loophole, every occasion of the enemy that came through deception, every occasion that came through mindset, every occasion that came through witchcraft, mind control. I block the occasion and I shut every opening. 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 Lift your voice and pray. And command every opening to be shut. I close every door. I close every door that came through my weariness. Every door that came through witchcraft. Every door that came through mindset and manipulation, every door that came through frustration, every door that came through my words, every word that I spoke that was negative, that opened the door for the enemy to come in my life, every lack of prayer that opened the door for the enemy to come in my life, let every opening be shut. I shut every opening. I dismantle every opening by the hand of God. Not only do I close it, but I seal it. Hey, 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 hey. Kosha, Haba, Hebo, Moshe, hey, Hila, Mande, Yemian, Canoe, Lufa, Lanzia, Lebrondo, Lokutaya, Brankele, Lebe, Shate, Itabosha, 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 Itabosha. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. Every human opening, every human opening, every person opening that the enemy uses as an access to come in and to lay hold. Every individual in my life that the enemy is using as a loophole, as an opening to get to me, may it be cut off. Anybody that's a human opening, be cut off, be cut off, be cut off, be cut off. I cut off every loophole. I cut off every opening. I cut off every occasion of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Obasha Alamondele Leba Babashata. All these open doors in your life because you lazy. All these open doors in your life because you plan. All these open doors in your life because you don't take serious what's on your life. You can't do what everybody do. You got to be sober, depending on what you carry. Banvanini and the Locusa, Lebele Becataya, Mantala Wandili Kizuya, Bununini and Bay, Lebele Kashaya. You cannot play. What you have is too precious. What you have is too powerful. Who you're called to be is too big for you to be lax, for you to be playing with what you carry. You are armed and dangerous. You are heavy duty in the spirit. You are carrying something heavy. That's the only reason you always attack, because of who you are. And you keep taking breaks and don't understand that you're opening doors for the enemy to creep in your life. But not on my watch. You don't have time to take breaks. Hey, 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 Kosha. Hey, Mikandolo Bohosia. You don't have time. Take no break. Homama Sanda Lebe Kelemando Unanimi and Fele de Clista. One more thing. And we're on the same line. The Bible declares that Ahab did evil, but he was not an evil man. He only did evil because of Jezebel. Jezebel was the reason he did wrong. Oh Bokusha Linkamande Ilola Mandolo Bohosaya. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that anyone assigned to your life that wants to invite evil, amen, as an opening, in the name of Jesus, they got to cut off. They are going to be cut off this month. They're going to be cut off this week. They're going to be cut out of your life this year. Any individual assigned to your life, planted by the enemy to distract you, to take you off course, hey, hey, they're going to be removed this year. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Anybody assigned to my life to invite evil, to provoke evil as an opening in my life, to give the devil an advantage, let them be cut off. Now, now. Lift your voice and pray. Father, anybody assigned to my life, anybody assigned to the life of my children, anybody assigned to KCC, anybody assigned to my life that has been sent to provoke evil, that's been sent to incite evil. Anybody that's been sent by the devil to open a door for the enemy, I command them to be cut off. Let the yoke between me and them break. Let the yoke between me and them break. Let the covenant, let the alliance, let the demonic agreement between me and that individual, me and that individual, my children and that individual, my family and that individual, let that agreement be broke. I command every yoke to be broken. I break every yoke. Every yoke that came through relationship, every yoke that came through friendship, I loose myself from every demonic connection. I loose myself from every demonic friendship. I loose myself from every demonic relationship. I loose myself from every demonic covenant. I loose my children. I loose my wife. I loose my husband. I loose my daughter. I loose my son. I loose KCC. I loose anyone connected to me. I loose my money. Hey, from all demonic covenants and anyone assigned to my life, sent to create distractions against my assignment, let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. Every individual, man, woman, boy, or girl, sent from hell, planted from the enemy to bring distraction, to get me off course, to keep me out of prayer, to keep me out of pastor, to keep me from walking even what I'm supposed to walk in. Any individual who is a distraction from my future, from my destiny, from my marriage, from my life, from my ministry, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, may the covenant be broken. May the yoke be broken. May the in the name of Jesus. Kusha. Eba. Olomonde. You cannot play. What you carry, young lady, is precious. What you carry, young man, is awesome. What you're carrying got to be powerful. The way the devil is attacking you and messing with you. Olobo Shande. I'm telling you what I know. You don't have time to be playing. There's a renewed dedication to me. I've always been a man of prayer. But there's a renewed dedication. There's a renewed commitment. There's a renewed cry down in my belly. Hobo sukula lamande lechia. Can't play with this. Stop taking breaks from prayer. Get your little tired hips up and pray. Get your lazy self up in the morning and pray. Stop taking breaks. You shouldn't just pray when I do a prayer call. Noon prayer. Anytime you get an opportunity to pray, you got to give yourself the prayer. Amen. I'm not telling you can't go to sleep. Go to sleep. Take your nap. Go to bed at night. But when you wake up, there's a war going on. The devil hates your feet to hit ground. Because every time your foot hit ground, you are a threat to the powers of darkness. You in the spirit are dangerous. You focused are dangerous. You sober is dangerous. Hole me que le mando locusa. All these people and things are distractions sent to get you off course, but the devil is a liar. People are snapping, y'all. People are losing it. I know y'all think it's just folk be talking. I'm telling you, people are losing it. Going crazy. Cuckoo. Are you listening to me? Ooh, shallow. They're losing it. going crazy. And the enemy found a loophole to get them, snatch their mind, a loophole to snatch their son, a loophole to snatch their family. You listening to me? I'm telling what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost. I know what I'm saying. I want everybody right now, everybody on this call, everybody on this call that can do it. We got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. Amen. We're praying. We're in consecration. We're beating our flesh down. Amen. And don't be sitting up talking about what you're going through. Beat your hungry, gluttonous flesh up with your gluttonous self. Beat it down. Don't run you. There's a war going on. If I got to turn down my play to get victory, I turn it down. If I got to pray all night to get out of this rut I'm in, I pray all night. Something got to give. You listening to me? It's no time for to be playing, y'all. Something is about to happen to the church, to the body at large. And if we don't pray, we're in trouble. I'm talking about intercession. As I've been telling you, why you think God been telling us, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. You don't know what to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Something is coming bigger than COVID. Something is coming bigger than 911. Something is coming that's going to shake this nation. Ola ba shande. Eliandala kosamandi lilikita. Everybody sowing $18 and 18 cents. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Hola ba shakalamandi. And whatever I prayed today, be praying it for the rest of this week and next week. Any opening, any occasion, anything that I've done that has opened the door for the enemy, let it be shut. And the D.I. Shakalamanda. $PBCJR. Now, you think it's a game if you want to, but I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. There are 500 people that need to sow this $18.18 seed. Obokosha. Embelekialamanda. Olomosi. Olomokoshanda. Elebe shekelele mandala la babasa. Tell you what I know in the Holy Ghost. I'm challenging 500 people right now to sow $18.18. Yes, you. Yeah, you. Sow it. $18.18. Hola makanda la kiala la makasaya. Yeah, you. $PBCJR. Ola mandele rebe kiantala masa. Oroboko shande. My God, I pray that I put a burden of prayer in you. I pray that someone's ignited. I pray that a repentance was put in you. Some of you need to repent for being lazy. That's your opening. You're lazy. Repent for it. Lord, I'm sorry for doing what I want to do. I'm sorry for when the man of God called us to prayer, I'm over here being lazy. I'm sorry when the man of God called us to fast, I'm doing what I want to do. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Help me, Lord, with my little lazy self. Lord, you deliver me. Deliver me from there. And somebody said, you sound angry. I am angry. Yes, I'm mad. Amen. I'm mad. Because I'm tired of the enemy robbing the body from everything that belongs to her that was already taken from him. He's defeated. But he's going about because you ain't sober and you ain't vigilant. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Ulobokosha. You're sowing that $18.18 seed. BrianKahn.com or BrianKahn.org. Oloboshande. Abba. Tiaba. Yee. Okoboku la 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 manda la la basaya. Sowing that seed. You're going, if you can't do it, mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. The devil is defeated. Amen. That's right, man of God. One of my pastors said he's given $118.18. I'm going to do that. Eight more of you need to give $118.18. One of the pastors just called and I'm just texting and said, I'm giving $118. Amen. I'm going to give $118 too. And eight of you need to give $118 with me. $118.18. Oh, nasty devil. Oh, stupid devil. I'm not afraid of you. Amen. You defeated. You're a defeated foe. And don't you forget it. Holala mandala kia. What a powerful word. We got prayer in the morning. I say we got prayer in the morning. That's right. We got prayer in the morning. We got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. We're praying. We're commanding our morning. Declaring it to be a good morning, a great morning, a powerful morning, an awesome morning. In the name of Jesus. I need everybody. Yeah, 500 people. They're supposed to give this seed and tell me what I know. I'm daring 500 people to give this seed of $18.18. Cash, credit card, or check. I don't care. Sow it. Sow it. Give it on Cash App. Give it however you need to give. Get that seed in the ground. And we'll believe in God for the miraculous. Ola mandala basai. No time to be playing. No time for this. There's a war going on. Amen. I know what I carry. I know what's on my life. Halabasha. I know what's on my life. And I know God is calling me to another level of prayer and another level of increase and another level of dedication and commitment. It's a crossroad year for all of us. You don't have time to be playing. You listening to me? I hope you are. Hope it's not a game to you. I hope you get this. You are blessed. I love you. We got prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. You better call in early. You know that line be jammed. Call in the morning early, 6 a.m. Amen. Our fast is going all the way through the weekend, all through the weekend, all through the weekend. Our fast is going, and we got prayer next week. We got the shut-in coming up. Amen. Amen. Now, you'll get off of a vacation when you take off to pray. I'm not stopping you from your job. I know some of you can't do it. I know you got to do what you got to do, but I just want you to see where your treasure is there, where your heart be also. Let me get off the phone before I preach again. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. I'm excited about prayer. Don't miss it. Tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, and your brothers to get on the line and pray. You can't take breaks from prayer because the devil is after you, and you lazy. But I bind that lazy spirit off of you, and I'll see you in the morning for prayer at 6 a.m. You are blessed. More grace. Hakama.